Like I was telling Julian, it's not like this 1 hour is a waste of time anyway. I mean, it is, really. But
well, at least they can listen to us as opposed to
nothing.
Yeah.
Kind of felt like Big Fatty when he was when Pride 48 went on and he was supposed to go live and his shit didn't work. Of course, Big Fatty fucks everything up.
No! So.
No, I will not podcast on Pride 48. No! sorry, I still have a little bit of the sickies still.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And his shit didn't work.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 552 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 16th. Of March 2010. Y'all coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is finally going to get over there to that e-letter box that he thought he was going to get to on yesterday's show and read you some stuff over there, and you never know what else. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Monday was an okay day at the coal mine, although, y'all, I got to tell you, I hate daylight saving time. And it's not daylight savings time. Don't say it wrong. I heard somebody on a podcast whose name I will not mention.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
But y'all, this gourmet professional podcaster said daylight savings time, and it's not. It's daylight saving time. So anyway, regardless, we both fucking hate it. And y'all, I fucking hate it. Hate it. Now, the good thing is, when I went to bed on Sunday night, I was tired. So I was able to go to bed, and go to sleep without laying there. By the way, that was some tacos that I had for lunch. And y'all, I've got some tater tots and a grilled cheese sandwich with lots of the cheese that is oozed out and burned to the pan. Because y'all, that's the best part of a grilled cheese sandwich, is the oozy burned cheese. Oh, Big Fatty, that is vulgar. But anyway, we both hate daylight saving time. And but y'all, I got up Monday morning and it might as well have been midnight. Midnight, I tell you, midnight. And I did not want to get out of the love chamber. But y'all, I had to do it. And anyway, it just infuriated me. Brad, Freddy, we know you hate it. You're just blowing it out with us. Thank you for blowing it out with us. And so anyway. Now, y'all, that Guru Nudie was about to give up on the cone beef and cabbage, and y'all, I don't understand that. I do not understand that. But he was ready to give up on the cone. Oh, wait a minute. We have y'all. This just may be breaking news. This just into the BFO Faroe Island desk. Apparently, that Kim Beaver has posted something at the lodge. To the OTTL right now. I'm going OTT. Yes, Big Friday, please go OTTL immediately so we can know what is going on over at the Kim Beaver Lodge. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, if you ever want to go over to the Kim Beaver Lodge, just go over to the BFO and under the Fat Favorites over there. You know, the BFO is, oh dear Cussy. Y'all, that Kim Brewer has done it again. Big Fatty, what has she done? Well, y'all, you got to go over there and see this. You just got to go see it. But y'all, evidently, it says, I Gusitos, look what we have here. Big Fatty's Manhunt is in the Mexican section of the service. Oh, Lord, it is the Mexican Manhunt, y'all. Who knew that? Very clever, but we have found him anyway. And don't ask what a lesbian is looking for on Manhunt Mexico. thanks to La 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 Lauren's magic, age and fat regression skills, Big Fatty looks really muy caliente. Y'all, I don't know what that means, because it's Mexican. And y'all, there's already been a comment over there. La 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 Lauren says that she can't take credit for this one. Y'all, I don't know that I believe that. I don't know that I believe that, because you know that La 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 Lauren, she is a whiz with the photo master, with the print master. So, anyway, that's all I'm going to say. That is all I am going to say. But, anyway, y'all, that Kim, I'm telling you, that Kim Beaver is the funniest fucking person, on who is that? On the face of the earth. Yes! Y'all, by the way, that Peter Graves, who used to do the Mission Impossible, your mission, Jim, should you decide to accept it, which I'm sure that someone, whose name I will not mention, oh, yes, Peter Graves. Pete and I were good friends. We were very close friends. In fact, he was over here just a few weeks ago for some lovely gourmet pizza rolls. But anyway, y'all, Stephen the Uck has written to Big Fatty, and he says, coffee is the persive. Oh, poor Big Fatty. The perfect laxative in the morning. Y'all, it is true. It is true. And he said that the ring toss sounded interesting from the weekend. Yes, it was. Yes. Let's see now. Y'all, since I'm over here at the BFO in the e-letter box, I want to just read a couple of these things that I've got over here. Y'all, Paul sends me all kinds of shit. And y'all, he sends me all these pictures. And y'all, there's something about car sex. And y'all, it's just, some of it is just vulgar. And of course, Big Fatty enjoys that most of all. But now, y'all, Miss Lauren, she wrote to Big Fatty and said that she had a dream about Big Fatty. And about Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And y'all, Miss Lauren says that she had a dream about me and Mr. Vader once when we were doing the LFC, and she dreamt that we had invited her to record with us, and we were in a giant room that looked sort of like some backstage area, and there was a giant mixer board and two microphones, and all we did was say, "Welcome to the LFC," and then we started pushing all the buttons, and all the sound effects came out. And Miss Lauren said, "Is this what you guys do for your podcast?" And we were just laughing hysterically and said, "Yep, this is what we do." So, isn't that sweet of Miss Lauren? And it was nice of Miss Lauren to make me look so good on that Manhunt ad also. Now, y'all, I have received something. I have received something from Dennis in the Colorado Springs. He is not in the Denvers. No! No, Big Fatty, he is not in the Denvers. And y'all, he has sent me something that says, "Stop the bacon insanity." Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, it was something from the Daily Beast. And y'all, it says, "Bacon ice cream, bacon coffee, bacon cereal, celebrity chef Tim Lav on how crispy smoked pork has finally jumped the shark. Plus, view our gallery of the craziest bacon dishes ever." And y'all, there's a bacon candle and a bacon ice cream. And what am I supposed to click? Click below to see the 10 most ridiculous bacon dishes ever. Now, y'all, I don't see any place to click below. Oh, dear Gussie McFarty, where is it? You should have these things. you should have these things prepared. Y'all, there's a Bloody Mary. If I like to Bloody Mary, y'all, it had a piece of bacon in it instead of the celery. And so, y'all, oh, all right, here we are. It's y'all, this is at the Daily Beast. The Daily Beast, I say. The Daily Beast. And y'all, where does it say click below? You might also, no, I don't know. Anyway, go over to the dailybeast.com and just type in bacon insanity. And you can see some of that. Oh, wait a minute here. Let's just see what it says right here. View our gallery. Ah, Big Fatty! All right, I've clicked on the gallery, y'all. Y'all, we've got the bacon mug, and it is a mug that is made out of bacon. Yes! Oh, that looks kind of vile, though. And then you've got the bacon candle. Okay, I don't understand that. And then y'all, they put it on baconese. Y'all, it is bacon and mayonnaise, which, you know, has got to be vile. And I know Miss Lauren would think that was bacon. And the enormous BLT. Now, y'all, that looks delicious. The enormous BLT looks delicious. Then we've got bacon coffee. Bacon-flavored coffee. That doesn't sound... Maple bacon coffee. And then we've got... what is this? We've got bacon blue cheese... No, bacon cereal. Bacon cereal. I don't understand that. Okay. And it's bacon and bacos and blue cheese dressing. And that's supposed to be cereal? That just sounds vile. Then you've got the bacon Bloody Mary, which looks delicious, if you like a Bloody Mary. And then we've got bacon mince, which I've had several listeners send me the bacon mince and the bacon ice cream. And the, what is this one? Oh, this is just a link to the This Is Why You're Fat. Ah, Big Fatty, we know why you're fat. Because you're Big Fatty, that's why. But anyway, Dennis from the Colorado Springs, not the Denvers, thank you very much for that. However, there, we will not be stopping the bacon insanity here at the BFO. Y'all, by the way, the Chick-fil has got a thing where you can sign up to get text alerts. And the Ramble Redhead sent this to me. And y'all, you give them your cellular telephone number, and you go to www.chick-fil-a.com, and then put in the pound sign and insiders text. And y'all, you can get coupons and things from the Chick-fil. And I know Stevie B enjoys a Chick-fil because y'all, I always read where he's having a Chick-fil. But anyway, y'all, before the time gets away from me today, I do want to play a couple of phone calls that I have received. And one of them is a blowing it out with Big Fatty from none other than Teresa in the Seattles.
It's now time to blow it out with Big Fat.
I want you to get mad. You've got to get mad.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I'm mad as hell!
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Teresa from the Seattle.
Okay, Teresa,
I'm calling
what we got?
To blow it out.
Let's do it.
Over the last week or so,
yes.
I've started what I call the list.
Oh, Lord.
And this list consists of women in my workplace
who
do not. Or do not adequately wash their hands.
Oh, dear gussy.
After using the restroom.
Vile!
I've noticed a few types of hand washers.
Oh, what are they?
They're those who wash their hands thoroughly with soap and water.
Yes.
Count the ABCs and all of that.
Yes.
There's the kind that wet the tips of their fingers for a millisecond. There's those who just don't bother to wash their hands at all.
Vulgar!
But I've noticed a new one.
Uh-oh, what is it?
In the last week, there have been two separate women who totally, they get out of the stall. They walk right past the sink.
Vile.
Grab a paper towel. Use the paper towel to open up the door. And then hold the door open with their foot and throw the paper towel into the trash.
Oh, and they wouldn't want to get germs.
And they haven't even washed their hands.
No germs on their fingers.
What is the deal here?
I don't know.
I mean, how long does it take to wash your hands?
Correct.
I just, I don't understand.
Yes, yes, I don't understand either.
People need to wash their hands after they go to the bathroom.
Well, you want
to... They have been touching...
Yeah, no germs.
Their nether regions.
Yes.
They have been touching...
Oh, the CU...
Things that other people have touched while they've touched their nether regions.
Oh, see you next Tuesday.
I just, I go back to my desk, and I've made this list, and I share it with my coworkers.
Oh, publish
all
it.
All the ladies who have not
Xerox
washed
it.
Their hands.
Put it out on the bulletin
thinking,
board.
Don't even think about touching me
no.
or any of my stuff
no.
with your nasty feces no. fingers.
Ah,
I don't want you touching me or, God forbid, any of the food or the salt and pepper shakers in the break room.
Oh,
none of that.
No condiments.
Do not touch me with your feces fingers.
Oh.
In fact, I think that should be the name of the show today.
You
feces
got it. You got
fingers.
It. Yes, we will do that.
So that's my rant about that.
Okay.
I also have a rant about Jeremiah.
Oh, dear Gussie.
The one who promised a podcast. I can't wait for his podcast. I wish he would
start immediately.
Get on the stick and
yes. yeah, get
post
on the stick.
One, or at least let us know what he's going to do about it.
Yes.
I think Jeremiah is just a podcast tease.
Oh,
that's what he is.
Dear Gussie.
So, if you're listening, Jeremiah, love you and can't wait for your podcast.
Get on it, Jeremiah.
Alrighty then. So, haven't called for a while, so
yes, you haven't.
I had a few things to get off of my ample chest.
Oh, dear Gussie.
So, I will talk to you later, Big Fatty. Love you. Bye.
Bye, Teresa. Dear Gussie, Teresa and her ample chest, Big Fatty. How about that? Y'all, I gotta tell you, now, Jeremiah did leave a message, a written message, but y'all, I was hoping he was gonna call back with a verbal message, because, you know, it's just not the same. It's just not the same if you don't have the verbal message from Jeremiah. And y'all, I was hoping he would have done that by now, but y'all, he's evidently a little bit behind. Oh, Big Fatty, we know it. Everybody's a little behind. Y'all, whenever I talk to anybody on the phone, the first thing out of their mouth is, you know, I'm a little behind on the podcast. And I'm like, you know what? You don't have to listen. You don't have to listen at all. However, don't sit there and ask me what I've already discussed on the podcast, because I ain't going to tell you. Oh, well, what have you been talking about on the podcast? Well, fucking listen. You know, and that, yes, Big Party, are you blowing it out again? For the love of God. Y'all, speaking of blowing it out, that Larry Klein, he came out with another one of his little shows, and y'all, he was talking about fiber. He was talking about the fiber, and y'all, I'm telling you what, oh dear Gussie, speaking of blowing it out, y'all, if you are not using fiber supplement, y'all, you're missing out. You're missing out on just a treat. Because, y'all, there are times in your life, and you know this is the truth, there are times in your life that you have had such a giant dump that you thought to yourself, my God, where did that come from? That could not have come out of me. Or, you know what, if I had seen that on the street, I would swear that the circus was in town. And y'all, you know it's true. You know it's true. And y'all, you know that happens every day down in Lakeland, Florida with that Big Ricky, right?
And his shit didn't work.
How dare you say my shit didn't work? You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.